actually learning about the Bible and seeing, because the Bible is mostly, all the stories in the Bible is mostly about men. And yeah, that's where like my whole standpoint on life got
But
seen different.
life is no, life is what you make it though.
Yeah, but
So
that is true.
whatever you're
But
saying that like, it should be, that it's you, your junior, your world is your
this
world.
Can I record this talk, Shanti?
Can I
This motherfucker's recording this talk.
Can I?
Oh hell no!
Can I
We ain't getting paid for this,
can I,
right?
Wait, can I
this,
get? Can I intervene?
This, though,
After you.
like, I'm just saying this. Your world is what you make it, okay? So if you feel like in my world I should have this, da 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 da, that's on you. You feel me? Like that's how you made your world. You say, you see what I'm saying? Like you're the empire of your own world.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So me personally, for my life, I feel like it should be 50-50 with a man. It's not. It don't. It just. It don't take that much to be 50-50. Hey, if I'm doing this,
but we,
I don't. Expectations is what is what's gonna put you down.
But when you actually think about it, when it comes to you guys needing stuff done in your household, for example, if you live by yourself, and let's just say your washer broke down,
yeah,
and the maintenance guy comes in and he's talking to you, you're not understanding a thing that he's really actually saying. And I'm not saying you're stupid or anything like that. But you're going to want that male figure, because with that male figure, he'll have a better understanding. And on top of that, when...
Because
you can have your fit and be like, yeah, I need my freaking
but
thing.
I'm not going to call... No, I'm not going to just look forward to calling a male. I'm going to look forward to calling the maintenance person, whoever the maintenance person is. If it's a female, which we've came across female maintenance people, then I'm going to be... You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, oh, I'm going to look towards a man for this, because right now... Not trying to be like that, but it sounds like you're being misogynist. Like, oh yeah, a woman's always gonna look for a man for like the heavy duty stuff, like cars, da da da. But there's a lot of women that know about cars, know about washer, know about this that, and that. But you're putting us into a category where women are always gonna look towards a man, and that's what women are trying to break from. Like, we can do it on our own, and it's like we're being suppressed by men that we have to look forward to you guys
but when it comes,
helping us and stuff
but
like that.
But if y'all, okay, you said women learn about cars. Who are they being taught by? Because it's not by another woman. It's kind of the reason why that whole
but
barrier.
We research
hold
ourselves,
on, hold
though.
On. But that whole barrier that you said, it's literally like, okay, that book that woman's reading or whatever, that came from a dude. It came from somebody. It probably did come from a female. I don't know. But I'm saying more than likely, it's us dudes that we are like, we may be the problems for some things, but a lot of it all has to do with coming from us. Because, like, in the beginning of the Bible, Adam was here first. Adam was feeling lonely. So God took a rib from his body and created a woman.
But you're going against somebody that doesn't believe in the Bible.
But that's all in your
so
perspective.
So me, like, personally,
but
I
want to hear what
don't
you
know,
have to say.
I honestly don't know how we were all created, period. Like, I haven't done my research on what kind of religious standpoint I want to be on yet. Because I'm still taking that path in life to where I want to experience a lot of religious things before I like just pick one religion. But at the same time, I'm just like, regardless of what it is, what it should be is we're all 50-50. Like, we all come together to do stuff, because yeah, we can, women are superior in so much other things that we can help a man with to make him 10 times better, which we've done a lot with too. Like, all
right, Keen, what you gonna say?
I was going to say that the reason that women should feel entitled is because when they are born, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go in the world scary and everything. But as long if they have, like, their father around and stuff like that, like, you know, if they have the father that comes to their birth and everything, and he's trying to teach his little girl and everything, and he buys her Prada bags or something like that, and buys her hella diapers and this, that, and buys her candy and gives her whatever she wants, a man also has to do that for her, too, because... The father's teaching his daughter that if the man doesn't do what I do for you 10 times that and take care of your emotions and try to see how you're feeling and everything and can give you intimate love, because I can't give you intimate, a father to a daughter can't give intimate love, but a man can give intimate love to a woman, and as soon as they give a woman intimate love, they go off of that feeling and then they run with that, but they don't take that feeling that their father gave them or whoever was in their life that gave them everything they wanted, they don't take that from that person that should teach them that. In the beginning, so that's why they should feel entitled to that, because if women are not entitled to something in the beginning, they're going to be lost in the world, you feel me? It's just like when men, or when boys are born, you know what I'm saying, like, you want that male figure in life to teach you how to be a man, but really, you gotta, a man has to figure out on his own, and that's why it's really, like, you can't tell a woman you gotta figure out on your own. A woman needs help, you feel me? But a man, if he's taught to do it on his own, he's gave this way, and does the trials and tribulations for himself, then that's a man, you feel me? A man that goes start trials and tribulations, and doesn't blame it on anybody else. And say,
and he's
women.
Teaching that woman.
Yeah,
to,
he's
okay,
no, no, not even teaching a woman. Teaching himself. Like, when as soon as he teaches, as soon as he learns something, he's teaching himself, and he's just keeps going and keeps going. But a woman, you gotta, like, with women, they learn things on their own just like men, but they're just so efficient with it so much more that when they actually go through what they go through, they can learn through what they go through. But men, like LaShanti said, when we play victim and go through our emotions, that's when we fuck ourselves up because we're sitting there like, oh, why didn't I do this at the age of 20? Or why didn't I do this at the age of 20? Or whatever the case is. But a woman has to literally go through childhood tribulation and emotion and know what is going to come ahead of her so she can plan her day instead of a man just locking his emotion and just going and by and nothing's wrong.
As females, we do go through a lot that we don't speak about too. So it's like we're intaking a lot. Like, and that's why it took us a long time to speak up and say, hey, yeah, we want to do some of the manly kind of things too. It kind of also leads into, like, LGBTQ as well, because it's like, okay, well, my identity, whatever the case is, you see what I'm saying? So, we can take you back to the beginning of time, you feel me? Like, when women would have to stay in the house, make, like, sew up stuff, do whatever, you feel me? And then the men would go out, they go get the food, they go get the water, they do whatever the case is, and come back home, whatever the case is. I would understand that it's 50-50, but also a woman was to speak up and say, hey, like, I don't want to just be in the house. Because a man can do what's in the house, too, and I can do what a man can do.
Yeah.
That's what we've been trying to, like, portray, but it's hard to do when men...
When a man tells you can't do it.
When a man with your type of mindset, not, like, saying it's a bad mindset or anything, because I'm not going against you, I'm agreeing to disagree, I'm just saying, like, it's hard to do when a man, like, that's a misogynist or, like, a sexist feels this type of way, because now there's nothing we can really do. So we're going against a man who could honestly dictate, like, if we can or can't do this kind of thing, like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
so... With what King was saying.
What King said too. It's not a big fact, but like a guy is gonna raise his child up like a queen. A male is, like, if you have a daughter, you're gonna raise her least. Like, you gotta be treated like a queen. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna tell them like, hey, you also gotta do da 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 da. Because queens also, they do take care of things as well, but their main priority is to keep the man straight, kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're always going to make sure you guys are, like, straight. You see what I'm saying?
You ever hear the word improvise?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you know what improvising is, right? Mm-hmm. That's what separates improvising and then planning is that with improvising, and this is what King was saying.
You get a little bit more time.
No, improvising is going based off your feelings. So, for example, if there was food on your plate and you didn't like the food, of course you're gonna remove everything because your brain is telling you, oh, I already know how my taste buds are gonna feel based off this. So when it comes to that whole thing that King was talking about, yeah, there's just, all in all honesty, a man, we teach the way, and then once we actually get it all like understandable, like a good dude, and which is me, a good dude that's understanding life and be like, okay.
Well, you think these fashion designers just came up with it themselves, or you don't think
It comes from a whole bunch of ideas. I'm not saying, oh, it's just all a bunch of dudes.
Do you believe that men built this country without help from a woman? Because who made the banner?
I don't really know all that stuff, but I'm just saying, basically...
No, I'm saying, like, I know your point is men are superior, so I'm saying, basically, if your thought process is men are superior... I'm going to ask you this, like, do you feel like men don't need help from women?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we all need help. You can't... Yeah,
but why do you feel like you guys are superior? Just...
Like I was trying to get to, is because we planned it out. We don't go off of improvising. If we went off of improvising, well, currently today, a lot of things that goes on into this world is because of improvisation. Thinking short-term thinking, not long-term thinking.
Yeah.
Like, Barack Obama, that's a long-term thinker.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Compared to someone
So, let me put it in this analogy. I got you. You're basically saying this. A woman's going to go off of her emotions. If a female was to break up with a man, okay, they're broken up, whatever case is. Either he broke up with her, whatever, it was mutual, whatever. It's a hard breakup, okay? Put it in that, like, kind of perspective. So, like, if a woman wants to break up with a man, you feel like women go off their emotions, so they're either going to try to have sex with the homeboy or try to get back in a short-term type of way. And you're saying, basically, like, men think long-term. Okay, how am I going to get this together, whatever the case is, right? Okay, so do you realize how much that connects to your own story? And that's why you're so vocal and passionate on that standpoint?
No.
You don't see how that connects to your own story?
No. I kind of feel like
when
that.
When you broke up with Brenda, you weren't looking for...
I didn't...
Not to put it... Can you can take that out, kid? Yeah, not okay. Not saying like that, but I'm saying like everybody's passion for something, it always has a backstory to it. Yeah. So your backstory for yours, not trying to analyze or anything, I'm just saying this is what I'm just thinking. But like your backstory to yours is like, okay, when I broke up with Brenda, I wasn't just looking for, oh, who is this female that I can get at, da da da. You were thinking long term, like, how am I gonna get my life back together? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Brenda was thinking like, oh yeah, okay, well, I just, okay, how am I gonna get back at him, get a man, da 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 da. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
posting whatever the case is and just make him feel bad type of thing. That's how you feel like us women move around, move on things kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? Cause yeah,
I can see that, but what I'm gonna say is, all right, during the whole breakup, she, of course.
Oh no! You don't even have to talk about the breakup. I'm saying like, it connects to your
type. Yeah, it of does story. In some way. It does connect.
So it would make sense why you're passionate on it.
But what I'm saying is that how she was moving, it was just based off of improvisation. The dude she's with now, happy for her.
That's not what I'm saying. But hold on. I'm saying after the breakup.
No, like, this is what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, okay.
Or what like, you, not even with her breakup, just in general.
No, it's just taking some time. Like, actually, that whole 6 months before I started working again, I took time and I was like, all right. Well, I already know she's moving on. I already knew this. Like,
but no, I'm not saying that, Sha. I don't even care like about the girl or anything like that. I'm saying this how you think, because one, you've also been around a woman who's gone, not saying on you or anything, but I'm saying like you've been around a woman who's thought about emotionally before, long term. Mom wasn't thinking like, how am I gonna get my life together? Because mm-hmm. she always had that man kind of thing coming in and out the house, stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not to throw you under the bus or anything. And then your little sister did the same thing, had the same cycle, and you're seeing it as, okay, well, a lot of women do this because they're thinking with their emotions. You see what I'm saying? So you're around that kind of energy from a female, but I think it's because you haven't met a female that's been like on the same mindset as you for you to be like, okay, well, yeah, women can be at the top at the same kind of thing, because you've been around women that are a little bit lower than a man, because we're always looking towards a man. Not to throw both of us in the bus, but I'm just saying, like, you see it as women always.
I don't know. Like I said, I think from birth, I've always just been a long-term thinker of what I wanted for my life. Like, that's just, in all honesty, when you actually come to think about it, I'm not a short-term thinker. That's why I save money. I save money because I know at the end of the day I can't do all the stuff that I'm doing now. That's investing, you know, doing stuff like that. That's a part of planning. You're right on some points, but then you're wrong. I never viewed you and mom as like, oh,
you. No. I'm not saying that you view us as that. I'm saying that you're around that kind of energy that makes you just have that type of view on
women. I just always thought that, like, as a dude, me personally, I always thought as a man that, all right, you find the girl that you feel is best for your life.
Until, like, you had heartbreak and stuff like that, and so it puts you in that mindset, well, okay, well, that female actually has to benefit my life. You see what I'm saying? Like, she has to put me on the pedestal instead of me putting a woman on the
kinda,
pedestal.
It kind of goes into that, but it's more like,
such a Taurus. Look,
hold on. It goes more into, like, add compliment. I don't care about the benefits. I just want.
Okay, but you study psych. You want to do psychology, right?
Yeah, but hold on. It's more like complimenting my life. I don't care. Anybody can benefit my life. You can even benefit my life. But it's more adding a compliment to my life. Like, what are you gonna do to help make me better?
What I'm saying though, because yeah, you're in that. You already showed me that mindset. You just said your standpoint on the whole argument was this: men are superior than women. Okay,
yeah,
so me as the woman I am, analyzing the men that I have analyzed, you see that are kind of misogynist. Not saying you are misogynist or sexist or anything, but you have kind of those type of views on women or whatever case is. And so I'm not going against your argument. I don't like. I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just saying like, you want to study psychology, so you know everybody's passion comes behind a backstory.
Yeah.
Do you know your own backstory for you to have that mindset that, okay, women are, this is not, without facts from the real world, facts from your life, your own self, and what would make you think like, okay, well, men are superior because of your own self, from yourself, like from you.
You want me to answer?
Real life, yeah.
I feel like a lot of us dudes are
being. No, you.
No, okay, well, I feel like, because I'm going to just say, I was a sucker in life. I'm going to say that. I was just a plain sucker. And the reason why is because I didn't have that strong foundation of a man's image in my life except granddad. And that's the only thing I could really go off of. That's why when we talked when I was younger, he'd be like, think long term about your life. What do you want out of this life? Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that type of thing, okay, that's going to always be indebted to me. So that's why I always think, like, oh, I'm always keep $10 on the side right. when I ain't got no money or something like that. That's just what you're supposed to do. But I feel like if I had more of a strong foundation of a man, I'll be
in a different mindset. Because I don't think about it like this, because when we see Miss Tyler and Mr. Antonio, it's always, that's what I'm saying. A man is being put on a pedestal. You see what I'm saying? But Miss Tala is also being put on a pedestal at the same time, because Miss Tala would have the kids clean the house or whatever, so her husband could come home to a clean house, also for herself being too. But I'm saying, like, she always had that. She has a man with an income. You see what I'm saying? Like, in some point, like.
Hi, podcast listeners. I know it's been a minute since I did any recordings, but I'm going to make some changes to my podcasters. I have to pull in the listeners, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to do movie reviews, reality TV reviews, documentary reviews, things of that nature. But I'm still going to do my regular podcasting. I just ask that you have the patience and let me get these things in order. I am going to start recording more just so that you can listen. I do still want your feedback. Give me some feedback on what I should post or what should we talk about. I appreciate all the listeners that have listened. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.